The Aspen Acres fire has forced thousands of people to evacuate, and many escaped with pets. Others had no choice but to leave them behind. And that has left one small shelter in Fremont County caring for more than twice as many animals as normal. CPR's Molly Cruz reports.
Before the officer can even shut up the engine, shelter staff are already rushing towards the animal control truck outside the Humane Society of Fremont County. Over the last few days, the sound of tires crunching along the dusty road has become an all too familiar alarm bell for operations manager Michael Connors.
Come here, sweet girl.
Oh, you're okay. Come here, honey.
Every arrival brings another reminder of Colorado's largest wildfire. This time, it's two small dogs picked up in the evacuation zone.
I think they're all afraid of the leash here. Oh,
yeah.
She's covered in spurs.
She is, yeah. Come on. She was just running around that neighborhood.
I got you. That's gotta be painful.
They're quiet, wide-eyed, and matted with burrs from days spent on their own. In the triple-digit heat, Connors gently lifts one from the truck's kennel and carries her inside.
So anytime an animal comes in, and in this case would be classified as a stray because we don't know who the owner is, obviously it came from an evacuation zone, so it's likely could have been left behind or a part of the fire evacuation, but we're unable to guarantee that. So right now she's just a stray.
The dogs are just two of dozens that have arrived at the Humane Society of Fremont County, located just outside Canyon City, since the Aspen Acres fire began. That has meant transforming an animal shelter into a disaster response center, taking in evacuated pets while facing the possibility that they may have to evacuate themselves.
When you look at the map as to where that evacuation zone is down here, the distance, the way that a bird would fly, is 6 miles to this shelter, to the tip of the evacuation zone. So that puts it in, not only are we doing everything we can for the community and those who have been evacuated, but we've also had to start game planning for what happens for us if we need to evacuate all of these animals that we are now taking in, if we need to abandon the shelter in that moment.
And being just miles away from the evacuation zone, the shelter's director, Susan Frendenberg, says the stakes are unlike anything she's experienced.
I'm not evacuating 3 or 4 dogs. I'm evacuating over 80 animals. That's a lot of pressure. Saving the animals in the community, that's what we all signed up for. That's what gives us joy in finding them homes and making their lives better. This is a completely different level.
Many of the more than 80 animals now filling its kennels belong to families forced to make impossible decisions about what they can take with them and what they have to leave behind. For Tina Laudall, leaving home meant deciding what could fit in the car.
Well, your animals are definitely going to be going with you because they're just like family, so you're going to get them to a safe place. In fact, we did that first, you know, like I said. I had to leave pictures behind.
She is standing inside the animal shelter, hoping someone can take her two bearded dragons. Outside, her wife waits in the car with one of their dogs, a nervous boxer named Tucker, and a little more than a change of clothes. The Aspen Acres fire is burning through 4 largely rural counties, where many families don't just have household pets. Like Tina, many people here also have livestock, and no single place can take them all.
Pathfinder can take your cats, your dogs, your livestock. They cannot take reptiles. So now I'm trying to figure out where to put my reptiles.
Dogs and cats may end up at the Humane Society. Livestock can be taken to Pathfinder, a nearby event center that has become a temporary shelter for hundreds of evacuated animals. Just over a week after evacuating, Tina, her wife, and all 13 of their animals were finally able to return home. But not every family has. While the Humane Society has reunited all of the evacuated pets left in its care with their owners, animals found wandering the evacuation zones are still waiting to be claimed. In Canyon City, I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.